Can you talk to me about what stood out to you?
The passion, the emotion in the room really stood out to me. It is a very emotional subject, and I appreciate that, and I really don't want to raise people's emotions any more than they need to be.
Would you say that was one of the biggest factors in determining your vote today?
No. This is my third term. I was elected 2 terms ago, and basically the election turned into be pretty much a referendum on this issue, and the voters voted, and I represent the voters.
What would you say to people that may look at the amount of people that showed up in favor versus the amount of people that showed up against it today and say that they perceive from that large crowd that showed up in favor that this might be something more popular with the voters?
Yeah, that they actually physically came here. Like I say, there's an organized group at the state level that pushes this out. And also, there's a lot of folks that are really comfortable sending a commissioner an email or picking up the phone or a text message. A sizable amount of the population are comfortable there, but they're not comfortable in a perceived emotionally driven controversial situation.
Why do you feel like the voters are mostly opposed?
Well, I'm going to say right now that the population in Bowling Green is not against being fair and treating other people fair. You can point to the fastest growing community in the city, in the state, and the most desired community to live in the state of Kentucky. So people aren't coming here because they think they're going to be harassed or treated unfairly. And we pride ourselves on that, on being diverse, on being open, on being treating everybody with dignity and respect. And so when these kinds of things come up, the people that oppose it think that others are saying that they don't treat people with dignity and respect or fairly.
How do you respond to those that claim that they felt personal discrimination in Bowling Green?
I'm really sorry if anybody is mistreated in this community, and I want to know about it. I'm very sorry if anybody gets treated with less than dignity and respect. I've been on that end of the situation myself, and it doesn't feel good. We don't really have the anecdotal evidence out there that people are actually being fired or let out of an apartment lease or anything like that. We really don't have that. I hear a lot about what happened when I was in high school in another community or, you know, other things that happened along the way. Listen, we know people. We know there are some people in this world that hate others or see difference as a problem. The ordinance is not going to change their minds.
What would you recommend for them that showed up in support that may be disappointed right now? What would you recommend?
Well, I'm certainly not here to disappoint everybody, but in this particular issue is a very emotionally driven issue. I would like to see our state legislators do their work, take up this issue in Frankfort, and decide for the entire state. It seems a little bit much that the city limits of Bowling Green, Kentucky is the limit for this.
Do you see this changing at all in the future?
I do not. I'm pretty steadfast in the fact that, yes, everybody needs to be treated fairly. Yes, absolutely. Although I think that if we want to pass laws that says this has to happen in the workplace or in a legal contract for an apartment or a house or whatever you want to rent, that needs to be at the state level Supreme Court.
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I hope that the citizens of Bowling Green will rid themselves of whatever bigotry or hatred that they may have, if we have them out there, and just be tolerant and love each other.
Thank you very much for your time.